Okay, it's David Jennings here again, answering question number three. Should an SEO agency rank number one on the SERP, at least in the local search, in order to be credible? Now, this is a little bit of a tough one for newer agencies when they're starting out, but I do believe it's a fundamental principle of mine that you need to be the best example of what it is that you teach and what it is that you sell. So potentially some of the more competitive phrases, maybe, you know, with the SEO services and things like that, it's going to be a little bit competitive, or very competitive. And not only that, it's hard to compete if you've not got an exact match domain name or there aren't the keyword phrases in there, because you're going up with those agencies that do have it. So with that in mind, that comes back to part of what we were talking about in question number two, which is the importance of picking that niche and picking winnable phrases that you can go after. So I think going after geographic terms is a great way for an agency to start. And then over time, you want to work up to some of those more competitive phrases. You need to get results both for yourself and also for your clients as well, because that's where the proof is that yes, you can really offer something. You do need to be careful though, selling SEO services where the success or failure of a campaign is based solely on the ranking of a handful of keywords. This is a dangerous place to play, and I see a lot of SEO agencies make this just a very basic rookie mistake. You can't control Google. No one has a special relationship with them. You can't get special priority. So you can't really provide ranking guarantees in that sort of way. So it's important that you also show and demonstrate that you're delivering value over and above that. You should be looking to improve the user experience on a site and how people are engaging. You should look to improve the way that you're measuring people actually taking the action that the client wants, you know, filling out a form, picking up the phone, starting to use some tracking numbers so you can collect those metrics. I'd also be looking at how you can optimize their experience in other search engines outside of Google. So you really need to be optimizing their YouTube channel and potentially taking some of their content and syndicating it across different platforms as well. So I think there's probably a variety of different factors here. You do need to pick where you can play to your strengths and really highlight that. And an education, a re-education process for clients is absolutely critical. You need to manage their expectations, because that's really where most SEO agencies go wrong. The sales team comes in, promises the world, and the delivery team on the back end struggles to fulfill that. You know, maybe the agency tried to lock the client in with a 6 or a 12 month contract, and the client is just sticking around because of the contract, not because you're adding good value. So that's really important, and having that open line of communication on what you're actually working on. So there's a few things there. Hopefully that helps.